Thank you. Let me start. Brother Quincy asked me the next time I spoke to just say a little bit about my plans.
王庆弟兄让我跟大家分享一下我往后的计划。
So let me just take a minute to do that.
所以我就花一两分钟时间跟大家说一下我往后的计划。
For about 20 years or so, I have felt that at some point I felt God calling me that at some point I should devote time to teaching pastors overseas.
我已经有二十年的时间，总觉得神给我一个呼召，就是去来教导世界各地的牧师，能够在特别在海外。
Pastors who don't have a seminary where they are.
因为海外很多的牧师，我们知道他们是没有在神学院受过训练。
But who want to stay in ministry and be trained while they are pastoring.
但是他们想要在做牧师的时候也能够受一些神学的训练，能够继续的去服侍神。
And for a long time, my plan has been I would pastor until probably I was, 65, ready to retire.
我一直多年来我的计划都是我一直做牧师要做到65岁左右，然后退休。
And then, in my retirement, I would travel and do that training.
然后我就想退休以后，我就可以到海外去到处旅行，来去训练这些牧师们。
And I know I look old, but I'm not 65 yet.
我知道我看起来挺老的，但我还没到65岁呢。
In December, I traveled and taught a class in Tanzania.
去年十一月份，我到坦桑尼亚去旅行过去，然后去训练当地的牧师。
And after I got back, the president from the organization that I traveled with called and asked if I would do this on a regular basis.
去年我回来之后，就是我当时去的那个机构的主席就给我打电话，他问我是不是能够常常的去做这样的事情。
And I told him, I said, I plan to do that.
所以我就跟他讲，我是有这样的计划的。
I told him, I was here, and I said, I plan another 7 or 8 years. I would like to retire from being a pastor and travel.
所以我跟他讲，我现在是在华人教会服侍，我是打算呢，再过七八年以后，等到我退休了，我就可以去海外去培训了。
And I was talking to a friend who is wiser than me.
我跟一个比我更有智慧的一个朋友一起来聊天的时候。
And they said, in 7 or 8 years,You won't be able to travel like that.
我这朋友就警告我，到七八年以后，说不定你根本没法旅行了。
And I thought, it was 40 hours of flying to get to Tanzania round trip.
因为去年来回从这个坦桑尼亚来回是大概四十个小时坐飞机。
20 hours on a little bus inside the country.
然后到了坦桑尼亚之后，又坐在一个小的一个公汽里面，要坐20个小时。
And I added a few years to my age.
然后我想想，我再过七八年，我这个身体能不能顶得住
？And realized they were right.
我就意识到我的朋友说的是对的。
That if God wanted me to do this, I would have to do it now, not then.
如果是神要我做这件事，我现在就该做，我不能等到那个时候。
And so, my plan is for the next few years at least.
所以我的计划就是往后的至少是几年之内。
To make probably 6 or 8 trips a year.
每年大概有6到8次的海外旅行。
To travel to places and teach small groups of pastors.
我会到一些比较偏远的一些国家去训练培训这些很小的小群体的牧师们。
A couple of weeks from now, I will travel to Nepal.
几个星期之后，我会先去尼泊尔。
And then the rest of this year, planning to go to Cameroon and Zambia.
在今年的往后几个月里，我可能要去喀麦隆和赞比亚。
Papua New Guinea and South Korea.
还有就是这个巴布亚新几内亚，甚至这个南韩国都会去。
And for some of you have asked, I'm not moving away.
你们中间可能也有人问过我，我不打算搬家。
And when I have said that, I've seen some smiles and I've seen some disappointment. So wherever you fit is fine.
我说到我不打算搬家，我看到有人在微笑，有的人觉得有点失望。不管你怎么想，我就是这样的计划。
And when I'm not traveling, I still plan to come back and worship with you.
如果我不是在海外旅行，我一定还会回到我们教会来，跟大家一起来敬拜神。
So.Thank you. So I would ask for your prayers.
所以我请大家为我祷告。
Prayers, obviously, for travel.
当然是为我海外的旅行要祷告。
Because I am old for those airplane seats.
因为对这个做这样长途的旅行来说，我确实年纪也有点大了。
But especially prayer that God will open up the right opportunities.
特别是祷告，让神给我能够有正好的机会。
And that what I do will really build up the pastors and not just be a tourist.
你要让祷告让我能够觉得我在海外的培训真的能够帮助到这些牧师们而不仅仅只是去看看他们而已
But that they will be more effective
然后他们在经过培训之后能够让他们的讲道能够更有力
So I would very much ask your prayers that God will open up the right doors and provide everything that is needed to be able to do that and make it effective
就请大家为我祷告让神能够打开一些门让我能够有机会去服侍他
We have been looking in Romans at questions our world is asking.
我们一直是在罗马书里面去寻找这个世界所问的一些问题的答案。
And God's answers to those questions.
我们也看到在罗马书里有很多是神对这些问题的答案。
And I should probably tell you.
也许我应该跟大家讲。
The message that I'm bringing this morning has some kind of strong words from Paul.
今天早上我要跟大家分享的信息有一些保罗的就很激烈的一些话语。
In the last couple of weeks, I became very nervous about this message as I realized that this was the last time I would preach to you before I start to travel.
因为这几个月来，我对今天这个讲到的信息就有点紧张。我就因为在我去尼泊尔旅行之前，这是我在教会的最后一篇讲道。
But back in October or so, I had begun planning this series of messages.
从去年十月起，我就一直在计划这一系列的讲道信息。
And I felt this question was one that I should talk to you about at this point.
我就感觉到说，今天我们要回答的这个问题，就是我一直希望能够跟大家分享的。
Not knowing at that point at all that I was going to be resigning.
在我在十月份准备的时候，我没有想到我会打算要辞职，准备去海外培训。
So as I prayed about this service, I still felt I should continue with what I felt the Lord had showed me that I should say to you months ago.
所以我在祷告的时候，这个准备这篇信息的时候，我就感觉到神对我给我的信息还是跟去年十月份是一样的。我应该跟大家分享这个。
But I want you to know that because I don't want you to feel like, oh, he's scolding us as he's walking out the door.
但是我希望大家能够明白，我不是说我在出门之前，我先把你们大家伙再训一顿，不是这个意思。
So please don't feel that.
所以千万不要这么感觉。
The question that I am asking this morning.
今天早上我问大家的这个问题。
Comes from a news article 40 years ago.
是从一个报纸上的一篇文章，大概40年前的一篇文章来的。
A drunk driver named.Rodney King was stopped after a high-speed chase in Los Angeles.
一个醉酒的一个酒驾的一个司机在路上就在高速公路上被拦住了。
And four policemen beat him after his arrest.
他被捕之后有四个警察把他给揍了一顿。
The beating was videotaped and released in the media.
当时也是这个他们这个四个警察在打他的这个录像被人录下来了，然后甚至也在这个媒体上发表了。
And the city blew up in riots.
然后整个这个城市就开始发生暴动。
People who had nothing to do with the beating saw their businesses get burned to the ground.
那些人就很多人跟这场这个警察打这个醉汉毫无关系的，结果他们的商店都被烧成一片白地。
Rioters dragged people out of their cars and beat them.
那些暴徒就把人从车里抓出来了，他们就暴打。
The city was in chaos.
所以整个城市就一片混乱。
And Rodney King,
这个司机是叫 Rodney King,
stood up at a press conference.
他是在一个媒体见面会上，他出来讲话。
Calling for calm.
他请求大家平静下来。
And the sentence I remember from his press conference was this.
我还记得他当时在这场媒体见面会上他所说的话。
Can't we just all get along?
他说我们能不能一起和平相处呢？
Can we all get along?
我们能不能共处呢？
Can we have peace with one another, truly care about one another?
我们真正能够和平共处，能够彼此关心吗？
Can we live as family?
我们能不能像一个家庭一样生活？
Now outside the church,
在教会之外
The world's answer to that question is no.
这个世界的回答是不可能的。
We're never going to get along.
我们永远不可能和平共处。
Life is conflict.
因为生活就是冲突嘛。
If you win, I lose.
你如果赢，我就是输了。
If your share of the pie gets bigger, My share gets smaller.
这块蛋糕里头，你如果切一个大片出去，那我剩下的那只有小的呀。
That's just how life works.
这生活就是这个样子。
So we're always going to have conflict.
所以我们总会有冲突的。
Someone recommended a book to me a while back.
在很久之前，有人给我推荐一本书。
Never split the difference.
这个题目就叫做不要去分割差异。它大概它的意思就是寸土必争。
How to negotiate as if your life depended on it.
他说你怎么去谈判，就好像你的生命都基于这个谈判一样，这么重要的事。
Whatever you win comes out of my share.
你所赢得的都是从我的这边拿去的，所以我一点都不能让的。
So no, we're not going to get along.
所以不可能，我们没法和平共处的。
But Paul's answer is different.
但是保罗的回答是不一样。
You see, he says the church is not supposed to be like the world.
他说我们的教会本来就不应该跟外面的世界是一样。
The world may live in constant conflict.
这个世界也许充满着冲突。
But as the body of Christ, we can truly care for one another.
但是作为耶稣的身体，我们应该是彼此相爱，彼此关心的。
As the body of Christ, I can care about your share just as much as I care about my share.
作为基督的耶稣的身体，我能够关心你得到多少，就像关心我得到多少一样。
We can truly care for one another.
我们真的可以彼此关心。
All of this starts by finding peace with God.
我们这一切怎么开始呢？这开始必须是我们跟神先要相合。
A few months ago, we looked in Romans 5, where Paul says, "Since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God."
我们几个月前一起读过罗马书第五章第一节，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
We will never have peace with one another until we have peace with God.
如果我们跟神都不相合的话，我们无法与人和平共处。
But sadly,
但是让人很难过
的是, I've met some Christians who testify to having peace with God.
我见到过一些基督徒，他们去分享说他们与神已经相合了。
But they are certainly not at peace with their fellow believers.
但是他们跟自己的一同信主的这些弟兄姐妹们却不相合。
Don't look at your neighbor.
你别看你周围的人哦。
But they were critical and judgmental before.
但是他们之前他们都是很喜欢论断人。
They were quick to anger.
他们很容易生气。
They were slow to forgive.
而且在原谅别人的时候又很慢。
They were cranky sinners.
他们是很暴躁的罪人。
And now, they are cranky saints.
他们过去是暴躁的罪人，现在他们是暴躁的圣人。
They say I have peace with God.
他们说我跟神已经和好了。
But they're still critical and judgmental.
但是他们还是总是去批评论
断。They are still quick to anger.
他们还是很容易生气。
They are still slow to forgive.
他们很少去原谅别人。
And Paul says that's not the way it's supposed to be.
但是保罗就说我们不该这样的。
If we have been transformed by the grace of God,
如果我们因着神的恩惠已经得到了这个完全的改变。
If we have peace with God,
如果我们与神能够和好。
We should have peace with other believers.
我们跟我们的弟兄姐妹也应该能够和好。
In Romans 14, he says that our peace with other believers is going to build us up as members of the body of Christ.
罗马书十四章十九节，他说：“所以我们务要追求和睦的事，与彼此建立德行的事。”
He says this is not optional.
他说这不是一个选择。
Pursue, chase after peace with one another.
我们必须去追求彼此和睦。
Because one of the ways that God helps us to grow as believers is through being a part of the body of other believers.
因为神让我们成长的一个方式就是让我们在彼此相合之中来成长。
As Christians,
作为基督徒,
we are stronger as part of a body.
我们作为一个身体的一部分，我们在一起的时候，我们是更有力量的。
And we are weaker when we draw off and are alone.
当我们自己一个人孤独地走开的时候，我们是非常软弱的。
We were made to be part of a community.
我们神造我们是要我们要在一个要抱团的，需要有一个群体的。
We need one another.
我们彼此需要。
That's why discipleship groups are so important.
所以这个弟兄姐妹的这个门徒小组是非常重
要的。To encourage one another.
我们彼此能够鼓励。
To be accountable to one another.
彼此问责。
To hear God speak through His Word and say, "How does that apply to my life today?"
我们听到神所说的话，然后我们就可以彼此问神，这个怎么样在我的生命之中怎么实现
？Paul says.
保罗说
，The answer for the Christian to, "Can we all get along?" is yes, we must.
我们能够和平共处吗？这句话如果是问基督徒，我们应该说是的，我们必须能够共处。
And in the last part of Romans, he gives us some practical advice about what this will look like.
在罗马书的后面几章，他给了我们一些很有效、很实际的一些办法，让我们在生活中怎么样和平共处。
Now, he's writing to a church that includes Jews and Gentiles.
他这个罗马书这封信是写给这个教会啊，实际上教会里头有犹太人，有外邦人。
Slaves and masters.
有奴隶，有奴隶主。
Educated people and people who can't read.
有一些学者，也有大字不识的一些人。
And you might look at them and say they'll never get along.
你可能看着这群人，就说他们怎么可能和平共处？
But in Romans 12 through 16, he says this is how the church can get along.
但是在罗马书的第十二到十六章，他一直这样说。他说这是教会应该彼此相处的方式。
And he uses a phrase over and over.
他其中他用到一个短语，就一次一次的提到一个短语。
The words one another.
这个词就是彼此，他一直提到彼此。
This is how we are to treat one another as a family, as a body.
作为是基督的身体，作为一个家庭，我们应该这样彼此相处。
Now I do not want to leave as the longest preacher you've ever heard.
要是把这些词都找出来的话，他这个金句会很多很多，所以我不想让我们这个讲道成为有史以来最长的一篇。
Just the baldest.
所以。
So I'm not going to do all of these in Romans.
所以今天我们不会把所有的金句都列出来。
But I want to look at a few of these instructions to one another.
所以我想要挑出来几个金节，我们彼此来看一下。
Chapter 12, verse 10.
第十二章第十节。
He says, "Love one another with brotherly love."
他说，爱弟兄要彼此亲热。
When you first became a believer, you may have been surprised when you heard Christians call each other brother and sister.
你刚刚成为基督徒的时候，可能会觉得奇怪，为什么教会里的人彼此都互称弟兄姐妹？
Someone visited our church in Taiwan and said to me, "Is everyone in this church related?"
我在台湾的时候，第一次去教会的一个人就问说，这教会里的都是亲戚吗？怎么都叫弟兄姐妹？
And I said, "Yes."
我说是啊，我们都是亲戚。
In Christ, we are all a family.
因为在主里，我们是一个大家庭嘛。
The terms brother and sister remind us that we are family.
我们彼此称呼弟兄姐妹是要提醒我们，我们是一家人。
We are to love each other.
我们应该彼此相爱。
With brotherly love, the same love you have for your family.
他用的这个词叫，就是用弟兄姐妹之间的这种爱，就像你爱你自己的家人一样。
What does that mean in daily life?
在我们每天的生活中，这意味着什么？
Means we're going to care for one another's needs in practical ways.
这就意味着我们必须要实际的去关心弟兄姐妹的需要。
James wrote this.
雅各是这样说的。
If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking food,
若是弟兄或是姐妹赤身露体又缺了日用的饮食，
and one of you says to them,
你们中间有人对他们说，
go in peace.
平平安安的去吧。
Be warmed and filled.
愿你们穿得暖，吃得饱。
Without giving them the things they need.
却不给他们身体所需用的。
What good is that?
这有什么益处呢？
You see the picture James gives?
你看到雅各给我们画的这个画。
A Christian brother comes to church hungry.
一个基督徒的弟兄来到教会，他是忍饥挨饿。
And someone says, "Oh, I'm so glad you came to church. We'll put you on the prayer list."
然后有人就跟他说，啊，我们好高兴你来我们教会了，我们一定把你的需要放在我们的祷告事项上面。
James says,
但是雅各说，
"Pray all you want."
你需要祷告。
But when you're done praying,
但是祷告结束之后，
take him home and feed him supper.
把他带回家来，给他吃一顿饭。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because this is family.
因为他是我们的家人啊。
We care for one another.
我们彼此关心。
When one of our family members is hurting, we rally around them.
如果我们家人受到伤害，我们肯定是在他周围团结起来帮助他。
When a family member is discouraged, we hold them up.
如果我们的一个家人觉得灰心丧气，我们肯定就去鼓励他。
Even when a brother or sister falls into sin.
甚至当弟兄姐妹陷入罪中时候，
We don't write them off as a lost cause.
我们不会是说，啊，就把他赶出去也不理他就好。
We don't say, "Well, they're gone from our church, that's the end of them."
我们也不会说，哦，好了，现在他不在我们教会了，不是我们的人员，
Paul
我们也不管。 保罗说，
Because we are family.
因为我们是家人。
Because we love one another with brotherly love.
因为我们彼此是弟兄姐妹一般的相爱。
We go out.
我们要出去。
And bring them back.
把他们挽回回来。
Listen to what he says.
听听保罗是怎么说。
Galatians 6.
加拉太书六章一节。
Brothers, he's reminding us we are family.
他又说弟兄们，他在提醒我们。
Brothers, if anyone is caught in any transgression,
弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，
you who are spiritual,
你们属灵的人，
should yell at them and tell them what they did wrong.
你们就要对他大声吼，跟他讲你这事儿做错了。
No.
No, 是这样，不是这样。
You who are spiritual,
你们属灵的人
should restore him,
就当把他挽回回来。
In a spirit of gentleness,
用温柔的心把他们挽回回来。
Do you hear what he's saying?
你听到保罗怎么说吗？
We should love one another. We should care for one another.
我们应该彼此相爱，彼此关心。
The same way we care for our own family,
就像我们关心自己的家人一样。
Can we all get along?
能不能和平共处呢？
Paul says yes.
保罗说可以的。
If we love one another with brotherly love.
如果我们像弟兄姐妹一样彼此相爱的话，我们可以共处。
And then this verse continues, Romans 12.
然后在这个罗马书十二章第十节，他还继续往下说。
Outdo one another in showing honor.
他说要恭敬人，要彼此推让。他就是说在恭敬彼此。互敬互爱上面不要落于人后。
Outdo means compete.
这个他这边说的不要落于人后，就是要彼此竞争，怎么样能够更加的
互敬互爱。Compete with one another in showing honor.
就是在尊重对方的时候，要彼此竞争。
PBCCC should hold a competition.
他说我们华人教会应该有这样一个竞赛。
A competition to see who can show the most honor to others.
这个竞赛应该是看谁能够更加的互敬互爱。能够尊重对方，能够爱对方。
In showing honor,
我们这样子在这上面可以竞赛。
Can you imagine what that would look like in a church?
你想象一下，这事在教会里是什么样的一个情形
？It would mean that the deacons and elders felt appreciated.
它就意味着我们教会的这些执事们、这些长老们都会感觉自己是被赞赏的。
It would mean the pastor would feel loved and supported.
我们的牧师也会觉得他是被爱、被尊重，而且被支持的。
It would mean that every member felt valued by the leaders of the church.
这就意味着我们教会所有的成员都被教会的一些领袖们所尊重。
It would mean that when you were going through a rough time, you knew that your fellow believers cared for you.
而且也意味着说，当你在经历困难的时期的时候，教会里所有的人都会来帮助你、支持你。
It would mean that criticism would stop.
这又意味着说，在教会里，这个批评论断会停止。
Because you see, I would know that if I went to my brother here to criticize someone else,
你知道，如果我到我一个弟兄跟前去批评另一个人
，He would say, "Oh, wait, stop right there."
他会跟我讲说，停下，停下，不要再说了。
You're talking about my brother.
你是在说我的一个弟兄啊。
I'm not going to stand here and listen to you run my brother down.
我不会让你，我就在这听着让你来踩我的弟兄。
If we competed,
如果我们去。竞争
in showing honor,
我们在争着看谁能够更加的尊重
if we loved one another,
如果我们彼此相爱的话
criticism would die,
我们就不会再去批评别人
people would not feel left out,
人也不会有人觉得自己是被孤立
people would not feel unloved,
人们也不会觉得没有人爱他们
because we would care for one another as brothers and sisters,
因为我们会像弟兄姐妹一样的彼此相爱
Paul says something else in chapter 14
在保罗在罗马书十四章又说到
Let us not pass judgment on one another.
所以我们不可再彼此论断。
Now the audience for this is important.
当时罗马这本罗马书的这个听众是很重要的。
I told you the church at Rome has Jews and Gentiles.
我跟大家讲，当时的罗马教会它是又有犹太人又有外邦人。
And outside of the church, Jews and Gentiles did not get along.
你知道当时的教会之外，犹太人跟这个外邦人完全无法共处。
Outside the church, they didn't even try to get along.
在教会以外，他们根本都不试着去共同相处、和平共处了。
And now they're part of one body, one family.
但是现在在教会里面，他们是一个家庭，一个基督身体的一部分。
But it's hard.
这是很难的。
You see, the Jews, the Gentiles,
你知道当时的外邦人
have never ever heard of all of the Old Testament ceremonial laws.
他们从来没有听过旧约，也不知道旧约里这犹太人的仪式啦，这些律法啦，从来没听过。
The idea that they shouldn't eat pork just seems absurd to them.
对他们来讲，这犹太人不吃猪肉，这事儿实在是有点可笑。为什么呢
？Why would anybody be offended by a barbecue？
为什么大家一块吃个烧烤，还有人会生气呢？就被冒犯了。
But then you have Jewish believers.
然后当时的犹太人呢
？And they say, "Wait a minute, this isn't a matter of our personal opinion."
然后犹太人就说：“哎，等等，这可不是我们个人是不是喜好，个人
的偏好。”This is in the Bible. It's in Leviticus.
这是在利未记上，神就是这么说的呀。
And so they have said,
所以这犹太人说,
we live in Rome.
我们是在罗马生活,
we're surrounded by unclean food.
我们周围包围我们的都是不洁净的食物,
and we're afraid we'll accidentally eat something we're not allowed to.
所以我们害怕我们一不小心可能就吃了不洁净的食物。
So we're going to be careful, we're going to eat only vegetables.
所以我们要很小心,所以干脆我们就吃素吧,不吃肉了。
Can you imagine how awkward a carry-in dinner is at church?
你可以想象一下，如果他们当时的教会如果要聚会要吃饭，请人往外送餐，这恐怕很困难吧。
This is a big issue for them.
对他们来讲，这是很大的一个问题。
This is not just chopsticks or forks.
这可不是说用筷子还是用叉子的争论。
It's a serious matter of conscience.
而是他们良心上是很严重的一个。
And it is blowing up the church.
甚至它会造成教会的分裂。
The Jews are looking at the Gentiles and saying, "There's something wrong with you for eating those unclean foods."
犹太人就指着外邦人说，你们吃这些不洁净的食物，这是不对的。
The Gentiles are ridiculing the Jewish believers for their sensitive little consciences.
然后这外邦人就会嘲笑着犹太人说，哪有像你们这样子的，什么事都在乎，什么都不敢吃。
And Paul says,
所以保罗说，
"Can we all get along?"
我们能不能和平共处呢？
Here's how we'll do it.
我们是这要这么做。
Let us not judge one another anymore.
他说不要再彼此论断了。
You who keep the food laws,
你们想要守这个食物的律法的人，
you go ahead and keep them.
你就继续去守。
But don't judge those who don't.
但是不要去论断不守律法的那些人。
And you who don't keep those laws,
你们不守食物这个律法的人呢？
You eat your barbecue.
你就吃你的烤猪肉好了。
But don't do it in a place that puts a stumbling block in the way of those who are offended.
但是你不要把你的不吃这种食物的弟兄面前放下一个绊脚石。
Chapter 14, verse 4, he puts it like this.
在第十四章的第四节，他这么说。
You let everyone answer to his own master.
你让每个人对自己的主人来负责，来交代。
The modern version is.
就我们现在的话来讲。
Mind your own business.
就管你自个儿的事儿就好了。
Don't judge one another.
不要去论断彼此。
Allow each person to answer to God.
让每一个人自己向神交代。
At the end of this whole section,
所以在这个罗马书这章的最后，
he says this.
他这么说，
Welcome one another.
你们要彼此接纳，
as Christ has welcomed you.
如同基督接纳你们一样。
He doesn't just say tolerate one another.
他用的这个词啊，他不是说你们要彼此容忍。
You know that's pretty easy.
你知道容忍彼此还是相对容易一些。
If I disagree with you completely, I can probably tolerate you.
如果我跟你什么意见都不一致，但是我说不定还可以容忍你。
You stay on this side, and I'll stay on this side.
你在这边，我在这边，我们彼此不干扰就好了吗？
But Paul says.
但是保罗说的是
，Welcome one another.
他说彼此接纳，彼此欢迎。
The same way that Christ welcomed you.
就如同基督接纳你们一样。
He knows we're never going to agree on everything.
因为保罗知道我们不可能在每件事上都意见一致的。
But we can welcome one another as brothers and sisters.
但是我们可以像弟兄姐妹一样彼此接纳。
Now, we don't disagree over pork.
我们现在我们教会里的人，我们肯定不会为了吃不吃猪肉来争论嘛，是吧？
So that's easy.
所以这一点上很容易。
I've been to the church picnics.
我到教会的野餐都参加过。
The barbecue is good.
我们的烧烤大家都很爱吃。
And I hope I can have some more.
我们都想要吃更多的烧烤。
So it's kind of easy if I can just leave it in 60 AD.
所以如果我们是在罗马时期生活的话，对我们来讲这点很容易克服嘛。
But I have to ask, what does Romans say to us today?
但是我想要问大家，罗马书对我今天的我们在说些什么呢？
And that's a lot more dangerous.
这个其实是更危险。
Because Paul says,
因为保罗说，
in 2023,
在2023年，
we must welcome one another.
我们还是要彼此接纳。
as Christ welcomed us,
如同基督接纳我们一样。
Despite our differences,
无论我们的差异，我们的区别有多大。
Some of our differences are small.
我们中间的差异有一些是很小的。
Some of us like traditional hymns.
有的人呢喜欢传统的圣乐。
Some of us like modern praise songs.
有的人就喜欢比较现代的赞美诗。
Paul says, "Welcome one another."
保罗说要彼此接纳。
Some of us, when we sing and worship, we raise our hands.
我们有的人在敬拜的时候，我们喜欢把手举起来。
Some of us like to just kind of stand still.
有的人就是静静的就站在那儿。
Paul says,
保罗说
"Welcome one another."
彼此接纳。
Some of our differences are bigger.
但是我们中间也有一些差异是很大的。
We have different convictions about lifestyle.
我们对于生活的方式有一些很不同的信念。
Different convictions about dress.
我们来教会穿什么样的衣服也有很不同的。
Different convictions about worship.
我们敬拜的方式，我们也有很多不同的这个感觉。
Paul says.
保罗说
，We are brothers and sisters in Christ.
我们是在主里是弟兄姐妹。
Welcome.
要彼此接纳。
Not tolerate.
不是彼此容忍。
Welcome.
而是彼此接纳。
One another.
要彼此欢迎。
With open arms.
要张开双臂去欢迎。
The same way Christ welcomed us.
就如同基督接纳我们一样。
There is not one of you.
你们中
间 one of us.
不可以有任何一个人。
Who when we came to Christ.
当我们进到主里面。
He said, well.
他说，
I don't approve of a lot of things about you.
我对你所做的很多事我都不同意。
But I guess I'll go ahead and accept you.
但是我想我还是来接受你做我的弟兄姐妹。
No, with welcome arms.
不是这样，保罗的意思
是我们要 He welcomed us with open arms.
张开双臂，就像基督接纳我们一样，去欢迎这彼此。
And Paul says.
保罗说
Welcome one another with open arms, the same way Christ welcomed us.
要张开双臂彼此欢迎，就好像基督接纳我们一样。
One of my favorite pictures of the church comes from Revelation 7.
我最喜欢的关于教会的一个画面是来自于启示录第七章。
John is looking into heaven.
当时约翰在看天堂的景象。
And he sees the worship that is happening around the throne of God.
他看到在神的宝座周围人们是怎么样敬拜。
He says a great multitude that no one could count.
他说以后我观看见有许多的人，没有人能数过来。
From every nation, from every tribe, from every language.
是从各国各族各民各方来的
standing before the throne
站在宝座和羔羊
clothed in white robes
身穿白衣
crying out with a loud voice
大声喊着说
salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb
愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神也归于羔羊
John shows me this
约翰给我们显示的是这样的一个画面
in heaven
在天堂里
Our main job is going to be worshiping God.
我们主要的任务就是去敬拜神。
And so that tells me that our worship down here is rehearsal for that worship.
这就告诉我们说我们今天在教会的敬拜是将来在天堂敬拜的一个预演。
I was sitting in a church service a few years ago.
几年前我曾经在一个教会聚会周日主日崇拜的时候坐在那儿。
Not at PBC.
不是在我们的教会。
And honestly, I wasn't worshiping, I was criticizing.
很坦白地讲，我当时没有在敬拜，因为我是在批评。
You see, the singing wasn't very good.
你知道那天他们教会唱的挺糟糕的。
The preaching was even worse.
然后这个牧师的讲道就更糟糕了。
And I was sitting there.
我坐在那儿。
Thinking, this is horrible.
我在想，这实在太差了嘛。
How do they tolerate this?
他们怎么能受得了这样的讲道呢？
And all of a sudden, I remembered Revelation 7.
我突然我就想起来启示录第七章。
And I sat there in the service and began to read through Revelation.
然后我就坐在那儿，在这个敬拜的时候，我就读这个启示录。
Nowhere in Revelation does it say that in worship in heaven.
启示录中没有一处提到说在天堂敬拜的时候。
There will be someone assigned to be a critic of how the others worship.
有的人就他们被神就给他们的任务就是你要去挑挑刺儿看今天的敬拜有什么问题。
And I imagined getting to heaven.
我就想象有一天我到天堂去了。
Saying, Peter, I'm here.
我说彼得我已经来了。
And he looks at his notes and says, we have a problem.
彼得看看他的笔记，他说啊，我们有个问题。
You spent your whole life practicing for a job that we don't need here.
你一辈子都在操练的是一份我们这里不需要的工作。
You are really good at criticizing other people.
你在评论他人的方面，你是非常出色的。
But we don't have that job up here.
但是在这儿我们不需要这样的工作。
I don't know what to do with you.
所以我不知道该拿你怎么办。
Because you don't know how to worship, you only know how to criticize those who are worshiping.
因为你不知道怎么敬拜，你只知道怎么去评论、推断、判断、论断那些敬拜的人。
Do you understand?
你明白我的意思吗？
If in heaven,
如果在天堂。
We are going to be worshippers who welcome one another.
我们会是彼此接纳的，一起敬拜的弟兄姐妹。
We need to practice it down here.
我们在这里就应该去操练这个工作呀。
This doesn't mean we compromise on biblical doctrine.
这不是说我们在教义上要做出妥协。
It doesn't mean we give up our convictions.
也不是说我们要放弃自己的信念。
But it does mean.
但是它的确意味着
that when a fellow believer has different convictions than I have,
当我们的一起敬拜的弟兄姐妹跟我的这个信念有所不同的时候
I still welcome him
我仍旧
as a brother in Christ,
把他当一个弟兄姐妹一样来接纳。
You see, in the world's way of thinking, if I win, you lose.
你知道在今天的世界的观念是，如果我赢你就输了。
If you win, I lose.
如果你赢我就输了。
So I must never back down.
所以我绝对不能退缩。
Every disagreement must be a fight to the end.
所以每次我跟任何人有争论，我一定要奋斗到底，要争回我的那份。
I'm not going to quit until you finally admit I was right.
我绝对不能够后退，直到你承认说我是对的，我那时候才停下。
But Paul says.
但是保罗说
，Christians, we are not like the world.
我们作为基督徒是应该跟世界不一样的。
We will have differences.
我们彼此有差异。
We'll be tempted to judge one another.
我们也会受到诱惑，就想要彼此论断。
Don't do it.
但是不要这么做。
Welcome one another.
要彼此接纳。
In a world of conflict,
在充满冲突的一个世界
，be a model.
做一个榜样。
Of love and unity.
那作为一个爱和这个合一的榜样。
200 years ago.
大概200年前
a German philosopher
一个德国的哲学家
compared the human race to porcupines
他把人类跟这个箭猪就是刺猬我们就说他是刺猬来做一个比较
he said on a cold night
他说在很冷的冬夜的晚上
the porcupines huddle together to get warm
这些箭猪都是凑在一起彼此这样子来取暖
but as they get close togetherTheir sharp quills begin to poke.
他们身上的刺就会彼此扎得很难受。
And they drift apart.
所以他们就慢慢的又分开了。
And he said this happens over and over.
他说这个会一次一次发生。
And eventually,
最终呢
some of the porcupines
有一些箭猪
drift away
就离开这个团体
and freeze to death.
在这个冬夜里就给冻死了。
Alone.
就因为他们很孤单的就冻死了。
He wasn't talking about the church.
他没有说到，他说的不是教会。
But I read that.
但是我读了他这个比喻。
I've been a part of the church since I was a little kid.
我从小我就在教会里长大的。
I love the church.
我很爱我的教会。
But over the years, I've seen this very, very sad picture.
但是多年以来我。见到这种非常让我感觉非常悲哀的这个画面。
That in the cold winter of our world,
在我们世界的这个冬寒冷的冬夜里
，we come together,
我们来到一起，来抱团取暖。
And we begin to hurt one another.
然后，但是这就开始彼此伤害。
Sometimes it's little things, sometimes it's big things.
有时候是因为一些很小的事情，有时候是一些很大的事。
Sometimes it's Simple misunderstandings.
有时候仅仅是一点点误解、误会而已。
Sometimes it's major conflict.
有时候是很大的冲突。
But we begin to pull apart.
所以我们这个团体就开始解散了。
And over the years, I've watched as some very dear brothers and sisters have drifted away.
很多年来，我看到一些很亲爱的弟兄或者是姐妹就离开这个教会了。
And some of them have frozen to death spiritually.
他们中间的有的人就是在属灵的严寒之中给冻死了。
And as I finish my 5.5 years with you,
我跟大家一起已经相处了有五年半了。我马上要准备要从教会要辞职。
I want to plead with you, don't let it happen at PBCC.
我请求大家不要让这样的事在我们教会发生。
Love one another.
彼此相爱。
Honor one another.
彼此互敬互爱。
Welcome one another.
彼此接纳。
I want to end with prayer.
我想要在最后跟大家一起祷告。
I want to ask you to stand.
我请大家都站起来。
And as I pray, I want to ask you to pray.
我在祷告的时候也请求大家跟我一起祷告。
To say God.
要说神啊。
You made me to be part of a body.
你造我，让我成为你的身体的一部分。
You made me to be part of a family.
你造我，让我成为这个大家庭的一部分。
And I value that family.
我非常的珍爱这个家庭。
I don't want to allow differences to cause me to drift away.
我不想让我们中间的差异让我能够最后就从这个群体中我就脱离开就自己走了。
And I don't want to be the person who causes differences that push others away.
我也不想让我自己成为这样的一个人，因为这些差异把别人给推走了。
And so this morning I commit myself to being part of your family.
所以今天早上我就一定我委身让我成为这个家庭的一部分。
Part of your church.
成为你教会的一部分。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
God, we live in a difficult world.
主啊，我们在一个非常困难的这个世界里生活。
A world of conflict and hurt.
这个世界满是冲突和伤害。
Because of that, we need each other.
正因为如此，我们更加需要彼此。
None of us are strong enough to live as your children alone.
我们中间没有一个人能够坚强到只靠着自己就去生活。
We need one another.
我们彼此需要。
But it's so easy to become divided.
但是能被分裂开来是太容易了。
It's so easy to hurt one another.
彼此伤害也是太容易了。
God.
主啊。
Would you give us your love, your grace?
把你的恩惠和你的爱给我们。
That we will be people who truly love one another and care for one another.
让我们真正成为彼此相爱、彼此接纳的人。
Lord, if there are hurts,
如果这里有伤害
，where there are hurts,
如果我们造成别人的伤害
，would you make us big enough people?
主啊，你就让我们有这更大的心。
To go back to someone and say,
能够回到彼此面前说
，I hurt you.
我伤害了你。
I was wrong.
我错了。
I'm sorry.
我对不起。
Would you bind us together as your people?
主啊，你让我们成为你的名，能够彼此相合，能够团结在一起。
That together we will be strong as your children.
作为你的儿女，我们团结起来的时候，我们就更强有力。
Make us the people you call us to be.
让我们成为你呼召我们所成的那些人。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen. 大家请坐。